Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're looking at a study that focuses on, well, a really important group, informal caregivers for people in a coma.
Yeah. And for you, someone who values, you know, getting straight to the point but understanding things thoroughly, this deep dive is going to offer some real insights.
Definitely. We're digging into the challenges these caregivers face and how researchers are sort of working to grasp their needs better.
Mm-hmm. Specifically, we'll unpack the findings of a study that actually developed and tested a questionnaire for these caregivers.
Exactly. Our main source here is a research paper published just this year, 2024, in the Current Journal of Neurology. It's titled a bit of a mouthful.
Ah, they also are.
Validity and Reliability of a Questionnaire, Assessing the Knowledge, Attitude, and Awareness in the Informal Caregivers of Comatose Patients, an Observational Study. Phew.
But basically, it's all about testing this specific tool, the Knowledge, Attitude, Awareness, Comatose Caregiver Questionnaire, or KAACCQ for short.
KAACCQ, much better. So our mission today is pretty clear, right?
Yeah, let's pull out the key findings about this KAACCQ, understand its purpose, like why did they need it, and explore what it reveals about the experiences of these caregivers.
Okay, sounds good. Let's start with some basics then. What exactly is a coma, based on how the paper defines it? And who are these informal caregivers?
Right. So the paper defines coma as essentially a state of profound unawareness. The person can't be aroused. There's no normal sleep-wake cycle. Eyes are closed.
Okay. So really deep unconsciousness.
Exactly. And it results from a failure in the brain's arousal system. They mention the ARAS, the ascending reticular activating system. That's what's key for consciousness.
Got it. And the informal caregivers. Who falls into that category?
These are the people, usually family or friends, who step up voluntarily. They provide unpaid care, physical, mental, emotional support to someone in their social circle.
The unsung heroes, really.
Totally. It's often driven by love, by obligation, but the paper makes it clear it comes with a huge impact on the caregiver.
Yeah, they mentioned stress, anxiety, feelings of helplessness, feeling sort of disconnected.
Right, and burden. It often leads to them neglecting other parts of their own lives because the caregiving role is just so demanding.
And the emotional side for the whole family must be immense.
Oh, absolutely. Shock, disbelief, fear, sadness, hopelessness. The paper touches on all that. Plus, families struggle with understanding the complex medical stuff. The prognosis is often uncertain.
It's a massive weight.
Yeah.
You're dealing with this intense emotional situation and trying to decode medical jargon.
Exactly. And that whole picture, that's the context for why this KAACCQ was developed. Mm-hmm. There's a real need to understand what these caregivers are going through.
Okay. So the study aimed to test this new questionnaire, the KAACCQ, see if it's valid, if it's reliable for measuring knowledge, attitude, and awareness.
Yeah.
How did they actually build it?
It was a phased approach. First, they generated the items, the actual questions. This came from reviewing literature, which already pointed to, you know, caregivers often lacking knowledge about coma and feeling significant distress.
So they looked at existing evidence to see where the gaps were.
Precisely. And they drafted the questionnaire around three core areas or domains: knowledge about coma, the caregiver's attitude, and their awareness of the patient's situation.
Knowledge, attitude, awareness. Seems logical. Did they get experts to check it?
Yep. Phase two involved expert review. They got 16 neurophysiotherapy experts to look at the draft.
16, okay.
And it scored well. They calculated a content validity index, the CVI, which came out at 0.91. That basically means the experts strongly agreed that the items were relevant and measured what they were supposed to.
A high score like 0.91 gives you confidence in the questions themselves. How did caregivers actually answer? Was it multiple choice or...
They used the Likert scales, a 5-point scale for the knowledge and awareness questions like strongly agree to strongly disagree, that kind of thing, and a slightly different 4-point scale for the attitude section.
Okay, so expert review, done, format set,
yeah.
Then they tested it with actual caregivers.
Exactly, that was the main part of this observational study.
And who took part? Who were these caregivers?
They recruited 68 informal caregivers, all adults, over 18, caring for someone in a coma in ICUs in Belagavi City, India.
68.
Yeah.
And they specifically excluded paid caregivers.
Right. They wanted to focus purely on the family and friends network, the unpaid support system.
Makes sense. Did they collect any background info on them or the patients?
Yeah, they gathered demographic data for patients, things like age, gender, the cause of the coma stroke, brain injury, etc., and their Glasgow Coma Scale score.
The GCS score.
Yeah.
That's the standard measure of consciousness level, right?
That's the one. And for the caregivers, age, gender, and their relationship to the patient's son, daughter, wife, husband, brother, parent, a whole range.
What did that tell us about the group? Any surprises?
Well, maybe a little surprisingly, the majority of caregivers in this sample were men, about 54.4%.
Oh, interesting. Often you might assume it's more female-dominated.
Exactly. Ages varied widely, too, from 21 up to 73. And the causes of coma were diverse, reflecting real-world situations, ischemic stroke, traumatic brain injury, intracerebral hemorrhage, things like that.
Okay, so a reasonably diverse group representing different relationships and circumstances. So they gave them the KAA-CCQ. What were the main findings? Let's get into the knowledge, attitude, and awareness results.
Okay, so knowledge domain scores, they ranged from 0 up to 27, but the maximum possible score was 40.
0 to 27 out of 40. That sounds quite low on average.
It really does. It strongly suggests, as the literature review hinted, that knowledge about coma among these caregivers was generally limited.
A really key point. What about the attitude domain?
Scores there range from 0 to 18. This domain aimed to capture their feelings, their outlook towards the situation, and the patient.
Right. And awareness. Their understanding of the patient's specific condition.
Similar pattern to knowledge, actually. Awareness scores also seemed low, ranging from 0 to 20 out of a possible 40.
So low knowledge and low awareness of the patient's specific state.
Yeah, it suggests many might not have a clear grasp of what's happening medically, what the patient needs right now.
Okay, so clear gaps identified. But was the questionnaire itself reliable? Did it consistently measure these things?
Yes. The reliability testing came back very positive. They used Cronbach's alpha, a standard statistical measure.
Right.
And for all three domains, knowledge, attitude, awareness, and for the overall questionnaire, the alpha was 0.8.
And 0.8 is consistent.
Excellent. Yeah. Generally, 0.7 is seen as acceptable, so 0.8 indicates really good internal consistency. The questions within each section seem to be measuring the same underlying concept.
Good. And validity. Did the items correlate within their domains?
Mostly, yes. The item correlation within domains was generally above 0.6, which further supports that the items fit where they were supposed to. So overall, good reliability and validity for the KAA-CCQ.
Okay, that's crucial for any tool like this. Now, this is interesting. Did they look at how knowledge, attitude, and awareness related to each other?
They did, using Spearman's ratio. And this is where things get a bit counterintuitive, maybe.
Oh, how so?
Well, the relationship between knowledge and attitude, it was statistically non-significant. And the trend, though not strong enough to be significant, was actually negative.
Negative. So more knowledge didn't mean a more positive attitude. It might even mean the opposite.
That's what the non-significant trend suggested. It wasn't a clear linear link at all. Higher knowledge didn't automatically equate to, say, less distress or a more optimistic outlook.
Huh. That's really surprising. What about attitude and awareness?
Similar story there. Also statistically non-significant, also a non-linear association. And again, the correlation trended negative.
So being more aware of the patient's condition also didn't necessarily link to a more positive attitude.
Apparently not, based on this data. It really points to the emotional complexity, doesn't it? It's not just about information.
Absolutely. Were any of the domains positively linked?
Yes. One pairing made more intuitive sense. Knowledge and awareness showed a statistically significant, linear, and positive correlation.
Ah, okay. So as knowledge about coma in general went up, awareness of the specific patient situation also tended to go up, and vice versa.
Exactly. That connection seems more straightforward. If you understand coma better, you're perhaps better equipped to understand the specifics of your loved one's condition.
Okay, so we've got the core results.
Yeah.
Low knowledge awareness, a reliable tool, and these intriguing, somewhat unexpected, relationships involving attitude. Let's shift to the discussion part of the paper. What wider implications did the researchers draw?
Well, they first reiterated that the low knowledge levels they found echo findings from other studies. It seems to be a consistent issue.
Right, not just in this specific group.
No. And they stressed again how vital these informal caregivers are. Their commitment, their emotional involvement makes them central to the patient's care, really.
Absolutely. But it takes a toll.
A huge toll. The paper references meta-analyses showing caregivers often have higher stress, higher depression rates, lower well-being, less confidence.
And coma adds that extra layer of uncertainty, right? About the prognosis, the future.
Exactly. The mental and physical changes in the patient, the not knowing, it's incredibly taxing. Caregivers face emotional issues, anxiety. It disrupts their whole routine. And when the illness is prolonged, it can really negatively wear down their emotional attitude over time.
Did the paper compare the KAACCQ to other ways of gathering this kind of information?
Yeah, they mentioned a couple of things. There's something called the SAFE tool, social and family evaluation, but apparently that requires the caregiver to already have some baseline knowledge to use it effectively.
Okay, so maybe not ideal if knowledge is low to begin with.
Potentially. They also talked about the standard way things happen, doctors and nurses giving information. But the feedback is often that caregivers find it too complicated or maybe vague or given in bits and pieces.
Leading to more confusion, not less.
Right. Lack of comprehension, raising more concerns. It really highlights the communication gap that can exist.
And that gap probably doesn't help with the financial stress either, which they mentioned.
Definitely not. Families dealing with low income or high treatment costs need clear information to plan, to cope. Lack of clarity just makes a hard situation harder. Effective communication is just paramount in these critical long-term illnesses.
So the KAACCQ is positioned as a better way to bridge that gap, or at least understand it.
That seems to be the argument. It provides a structured way to assess not just knowledge gaps, but also that crucial attitude component, which goes beyond just ticking boxes for depression or anxiety symptoms. It's about their perspective on the caregiving itself.
And they felt confident in the questionnaire's internal structure.
Yeah, they looked at things like intrinsic validity. The correlations between items within each domain were mostly acceptable. And item total correlation, how each question related to the overall score for its section, those values were generally above 0.3, which further supports the instrument's validity.
Okay. Even good studies have limitations, though. Did they acknowledge any weaknesses? And what about future research?
They did. They noted the validity was acceptable rather than excellent. A few items didn't correlate as strongly, which they thought might be due to having different numbers of questions in the knowledge, attitude, and awareness sections. But they felt the initial expert review helped make sure the content was solid.
Fair enough. And where do they see this going next?
Two main things. First, translating the KAACCQ into other languages. That would make it usable much more widely.
Makes sense. Broaden the reach.
Second, using the results from assessments like this to develop targeted support. Think educational programs or awareness campaigns specifically designed to fill the knowledge gaps they identified about coma prevention, patient hygiene, causes, complications, that sort of thing.
Using the data to create practical help.
Yeah.
That's good. So, wrapping up the study's own conclusion, what was the final verdict on the KAACCQ?
The bottom line from the researchers was that the KAACCQ is a well-validated and reliable tool. They see it as a good outcome measure for assessing knowledge, attitude, and awareness in these informal caregivers. Plus, it's designed to be easy and quick to use.
So it gives healthcare professionals a practical way to get valuable information about how the caregiver is coping, what they understand, and how they're feeling about the situation.
Exactly. It provides a snapshot of the caregiver's understanding and their attitude towards the patient's condition.
Okay, so bringing it all together then for our deep dive. This study on the KAACCQ really throws a spotlight on the need to understand and, crucially, support informal caregivers of people in comas.
Mm-hmm. They're under immense pressure.
And this questionnaire, the KAACCQ, it looks like a valuable tool. It helps assess their knowledge, attitudes, awareness, and pinpoints where help is needed most.
Yeah, and those negative correlations or the lack of positive ones between knowledge, awareness, and attitude, they're quite striking, aren't they?
They really are. It suggests just dumping information isn't enough. There's a complex emotional reality to navigate.
Absolutely. And for you listening, this study offers, I think, a great window into how these kinds of assessment tools get developed and validated in healthcare. It really underscores why caregiver perspectives matter so much.
And how knowledge, emotion, awareness, they're all tangled together in these really tough situations.
Definitely.
Which brings us to, I guess, our final provocative thought. Given what this study found, especially about attitude not necessarily improving with knowledge, how can healthcare systems evolve? How can they better address both the informational needs and the complex emotional needs of these caregivers?
Yeah, how do we improve their well-being and patient care simultaneously?
Because this research strongly suggests that just providing facts might miss a huge piece of the puzzle. The caregiver's emotional state, their attitude. That seems just as critical. Something to think about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.